This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced an emergency use authorization for convalescent plasma to treat COVID-19. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar called it a tried-and-true method to treat coronavirus. He called this a major advance in the treatment of patients. Plasma is said to result in a 30 to 35% better survival rate for COVID-19 patients. Convalescent plasma is blood plasma, that's the liquid part of blood, containing coronavirus antibodies donated by people who have recovered from COVID-19. The New York Times reported last week an FDA emergency use authorization for this treatment was on hold after officials from the National Institutes of Health intervened, saying evidence on its efficacy was too weak. Former Ukrainian Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko has tested positive for the novel coronavirus and is in serious condition with a fever. That's according to her party's spokeswoman. Tymoshenko is the first high-profile Ukrainian politician known to have contracted COVID-19. She served two terms as prime minister before her defeat in 2010 in the presidential election. Tymoshenko's condition is described as serious. Ukraine has experienced a sharp rise in infections this week with a new 24-hour total of more than 2,300 cases reported on Saturday. Overall, Ukraine has recorded more than 100,000 infections and more than 2,200 deaths. In world coronavirus statistics, we'll have to come back to that story. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. You can also download an easy-to-use application that we have for your cell phone. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.